Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. And we're so excited today to be back on our radio broadcast. We just give God praise. We give Him glory. We magnify the Lord on today. I give God all the praise today, and I give Him reverence. He is my life. And to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places, I just thank and praise God tonight for another opportunity. Nobody know like God does to be back on this radio broadcast and to study His Word with each one of you. We're going to get ready to call our Bible class order, our Bible study. We're going to have a song. A scripture, a song, and a prayer. So scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and He is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou doest establish equity. Thou execute judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord, O God, and worship at His footstool, for He is holy. Moses and Aaron among His priests, and Samuel among them that call upon His name. They called upon the Lord, and He answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept His testimonies and ordinances that He gave them. Thou answered them, O Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. I have just read you Psalms 99 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of His most holy word. We're going to have a song, and then we're going to have a prayer.
Down through the years, the Lord's been good to me. Take me, Jesus.
Humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight just confessing our sins and asking you to forgive us, Lord, and cleanse us with the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on us tonight. Father, we just come thanking you and praising you for another opportunity to study your word on tonight, God. We just give you glory. We give you praise on tonight, Father. We come asking you now to bind the strong man from our lives. Lord, bind the strong man from our radio broadcast in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you right now to cover each one of us in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about us to protect us, God, from all harm or danger. Then, Lord, I ask you on tonight to open up our minds, open up our hearts that we may be able to understand and comprehend your word, God. Receive your word, God. Then, Lord, I ask you tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight through your word, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice tonight. Lord, bless them. You know what they stand in need of, God. I ask you to bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, and I thank you for giving me strength. I thank you for encouraging me. I just thank you on tonight. I'm so grateful on tonight, Lord. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. I thank and praise God on tonight for another opportunity to study the word of God on tonight. He's a great God. He's a good God. I just thank him on tonight. I'm going to get ready to, let me get this other one, because the words are bigger. We're going to get ready to read this word, and then we're going to go and get these questions talked about. We in 32 and 33. Amen. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau, thy servant Jacob said, thus I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there unto now, and I have oxen and asses and flocks and men servants and women servants, and I have sent to tell my Lord that I may find grace in thy sight. And the messenger returned to Jacob, saying, we come to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and herds and the camels, into two bands, and said, if Esau come to the one company and smite it, then which is left shall escape. And O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercy and all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant, for with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hands of my brother, from the hands of Esau, for I have feared him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for a multitude. And he lodged there that same night and took of that which came to his hands a present for Esau his brother, 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 mulch camels and their coats, 40 kines, and 10 bulls, 20 she-asses and 10 foals. And he delivered them unto the hands of his servants, every drove by themselves, and said unto his servant, pass over before me, and put a scape betwixt drove and drove. And he commanded the foremost, saying, and when Esau my brother meet thee, and ask thee, saying, who art thou, and whether goest thou, and whose art these before thee, then thou shalt say, they be thy servant Jacob. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau, and behold, also he is behind us. And so commanded he the second and the third and all that followed the drove, saying, on this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when you find him, and say ye, moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the presence that goeth before me, and afterwards I will see his face, peradventure he will accept of me. So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons, and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook, and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him to the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was caught of joint, and he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it thou that thou doest ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, wait a minute, that's two different spellings, Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore, the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh until this day, because he cut the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. 33, and Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men, and he divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindmost. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the woman and the children and said, "Who are those with thee?" And he said, "The children which God have graciously given thy servant." Then the handmaid came near, they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, "What meanest thou by all this drove which I met?" And he said, "These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord." And Esau said, "I have enough, my brother, keep that thou hast unto this." And Jacob said, "Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessings that is brought to thee, because God hath dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough." And he urged him, and he took it. And he said, "Let us take our journey, and let us go, and I will go before thee." And he said unto him, "My Lord knoweth that the children are tender, and the flocks and the herd which young are with me, and if men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die. Let my Lord, I pray thee, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly according as the camp, as the cattle that goeth before me, and the children be able to endure until I come unto my Lord, unto Seir." And Esau said, "Let me now leave with thee some of the folk that are with me." And he said, "What need it? Let me find grace in the sight of my Lord." So Esau returned that day on his way unto Seir, and Jacob sojourned to Sychar, and built him a house and made booths for his cattle. And therefore the name of that place is called Sychar. And Jacob came to Shechem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Panaram, and pitched his tent before the city. And he thought, and he bought a parcel of field where he at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar and called it El-Hor, Israel. El-Hor, Israel. Amen. So this is, we read 32 and 33. Amen. We're going to get started and praise the Lord, everybody. I'm so excited about the chapter. I give God praise on tonight and glory on tonight, for he is a good God. So we're going to get ready to tackle this. 32. Why did Jacob divide his possessions and people into two companies? Why did he do that? Mm-hmm.
because of Esau.
Mm-hmm.
Esau was coming with 400 men with him, and Jacob come bring himself to think the best of Esau for, you know, understandable reasons, but, you know, he was convinced that 400 men basically was an army. So, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, he thought it was basically intending to destroy him and his family.
Right. Right. He thought Esau was going to attack him and that some of them could get away. If some of them got, you know, if some of them got killed, some of them could get away. Mm-hmm. Why did Jacob send gifts to Esau? Why did he send gifts to him? He sent,
he wanted to appease Esau.
Mm-hmm.
So he would, if Jacob really trusts God, he would be at the head of his position to meet Esau,
mm-hmm.
and not at the back
yeah.
of him. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He wanted to appease Esau and do almost like a peace offering. He was sending up those gifts for almost like a peace offering between them. Are we reading the right chapter? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't y'all listen to me. Don't listen to me. Okay. With whom did Jacob think he had wrestled with? Who did Jacob think he was wrestling with? I don't know who he thought he was wrestling with.
A regular man. From what I can come up with, I mean, I'm not for sure. As to who may have, you know what I'm saying, like said what it was, but it really was the whole, it really was, you know, God, but
yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But he thought he was wrestling with just a regular old man because of how his mindset was when he was in the midst of the wrestling.
Well, the reason why I feel like it might have been God was because he said, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me. Regular old man can't give him no blessings, you know. Well, they can say you blessed or something like that. But I at first thought he was wrestling with an angel. I always have said it was an angel. That's what I always have thought, it was an angel. And so
yeah.
many other people do it too.
But I don't know. I'm not
mm-hmm.
sure what he thought, though. You get what I'm saying? Like, what he thought he was wrestling with. But from what he was saying, it had to be, again, like you were saying, somebody that could actually bless him. You get what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure he knew exactly who he was, you know, now that you done said it, was wrestling, because, you know, it go on to say certain things about him, and you know what I'm saying, him praying and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. So, yeah.
So what did Jacob want this man to do for him? What I just said.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why he wanted him to bless him, because Jacob was already really blessed. He had so much, because from working for Laban all them years, he had so many, but I guess he just wanted God to bless him, you know. And God had been blessing him.
Because, I mean, in the past, Jacob was, he was always something clever and sneaky. So he
mm-hmm.
really never felt the need to trust in God alone. And now, he could only rely on the blessings of God. That's why
mm-hmm.
he just read how he did. You get what I'm saying? Like, no, I ain't let you go.
Yep.
You bless me. So you get what I'm saying? And the thing about
mm-hmm.
it is, God will place all of us in a situation where, you get what I'm saying? Think
yep.
more than him. Think, because he will turn the situation around so quick on you where you can't do nothing but rely on him. Just your strength, your faith, your mindset, your being, your humanity, everything that you thought.
Yep.
You get what I'm
yep.
saying? It's everything.
Yep.
I mean, and that's the type of person God is. You know what I'm saying? He can only let so much of that go for so long. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And I mean, because he God. He can turn some
that's
in a
right.
heartbeat.
That's right. Yes, he will. Yep, yes, he will. Yes,
and then also,
will.
I feel like Jacob knew what he was going to have to reap what he had sold, all that bad stuff he had did. He knew his time was come to an end. Because
yeah.
I read up in here and say, Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. Only thing that I have him greatly afraid and distressed is the fact that he knew bad was going to come to him because he had did bad.
Yeah.
That's all.
Absolutely.
He couldn't run forever.
Yeah.
That's from his brother, you know what I'm saying? He couldn't run forever.
Right.
I mean, I really agree.
Yeah, but he had been getting a taste of his medicine anyway from Laban because all that stuff he was doing, you know what go around, come around, or what come around, go around. So he had to get some of that stuff back, and God was said he was going to deal with it. So when he dealt with it, that's why he was doing a lot of what he was doing, which I'm not going to even mention in this chapter, but he dealt with him when he was asking God, who would wrestle with? I wouldn't even wrestle with an angel, let alone about God. You wrestle
right.
with the Lord all night long. All night.
All night.
And the Lord just got tired. He could have just flipped, popped his finger and took breath out of his body. But he knew Jacob's heart. He loved Jacob. So he knew his heart, even though he was a trickster. That's why I was telling somebody today, when God know your heart, he know that you coming on. Because he can look in your heart and see that you're going to be this, or and he have a plan and a purpose for your life. So he really had a plan and purpose for Jacob, because he loved Abraham, he loved Isaac, and he loved Jacob, because Jacob was their children. And so he had told Abraham and Isaac he was going to multiply their seed, and Jacob is where Jesus, Judah, came. And then the line of Jesus came from. So it was really important for Jacob to do the right thing, but at the first he was a trickster and a user. And then he wrestled with God all night long. Ooh, honey. To wonder if he didn't get slapped out on the floor.
That's the thing. How many of us wrestle with him sometime all night long? And we don't even know that we're wrestling with God with some things and issues that go on in our life. That's why we got to be careful about, you get what I'm saying, back and forth, back and forth. If you trust God, trust God. I'm talking about with your whole heart. And see, with Jacob, you know what I'm saying, he could have said, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't know if Esau is coming in peace or in war, but he didn't. I hope for peace, but if it is war, I trust God will protect me. He didn't do that. See, his fear about all of this is all wrong. Everywhere
right.
is wrong, and he wrestled with God.
What happened to his hip, to Jacob's hip?
I don't know if it was dislocated or broken. I guess that was, I'm not sure exactly. I can't remember reading it, but I remember something was going on with it.
God, hallelujah. God did that. God hollered at him because he wouldn't let him go. You can't hold.
Oh.
I mean, you don't wrestle with God, but I say you can hold on to the Lord. That's the best thing. You better be not wrestling with him. You better be trying to hold on to him. So I feel like he called himself wrestling at first, but he know he can't out-wrestle God. So God saw he was just determined to wrestle with him. And God was saying it's almost a day, a break a day, and you still wrestling with me. He said, let me go. And Jacob didn't want, he said, no. He said, I'm going to hold on to you until you bless me. And when he saw that, when God saw that Jacob had was still prevailing, was not prevailed not against him, and he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. So Jacob had a limp because his thigh was out of joint. And when God takes something out of joint, can't no doctor, can't nobody put it back in joint, in the joint. He always was have that limp because God allowed it to happen. And listen, God did it. He knocked his thigh out of joint, and he wrestled still with him. And finally, he let him go. And he said, let me go, for the day could break. The day break is coming. And he said, I would not let thee go, but God, when he hit that hip, he let him go. Because Jacob was just holding on to God. I don't even think he was wrestling at this point because he couldn't win. He was just holding on. Mm-hmm. And he found out that you don't do anything struggling and resisting what God tells you to do. You can't do that. You're struggling trying to do this and wrestling trying to do that, resisting trying to do that. God said, no, you let me go because I'm finna show you something. I'm finna hit where it hurts. I'm finna alter what I did for your leg. I'm finna knock that joint out of socket. So you will always remember me, just almost like a thorn in your flesh. Every time you take a walk, a limp, you'll remember who did this, because you wrestle with me. But I think, like I said, at some point Jacob was holding on to him, because he probably, like, you know, you holding on to somebody that's finna show enough tear your butt up. You just holding on to him because you can't outdo God. I don't care how hard you try, you cannot do it. You know, he believed and trusted God, but he wanted him to bless him, and he was already blessed. God had already did it, because he promised Abraham and he promised Isaac, so he had already did that. And then, so because he was so persistent, I done did all the questions. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Anyway, because he was so persistent with doing this thing, God said, and he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall call no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. And see, he's not Jacob anymore, the one who is the usurper or the trickster, but he is Israel now. For as a prince has thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. Now the new nature of Israel will be manifested in the life of this man. See, he dealt with Jacob right there. He kept saying he was going to deal with him. He said, go back to your own country, your own land. I'm going to deal with you. He was talking about he was going to deal. No, he said, I'm going to deal with you. Because, you know, I thought he was going to deal with Esau, but he had dealt with Esau a long time ago. That's why he told Jacob to go back. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou doest act after my name? And he blessed him right there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. So Jacob had seen the angel of the Lord, the pre-incarnated Christ. That's what he's seen. God went on and blessed Jacob. But, you know,
I wanted to ask a question, but because, well, I guess it's a comment more so, because because I was trying to see if you was going to answer it with what you was talking about. About Jacob, but when I was studying or whatever, and it basically said that a man wrestled with him till the break of day.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob didn't start off wanting something from that man, but that man wrestled him, started off wanting something from him, and he wanted from Jacob. He wants the self-reliance and the selfishness, the fleshly, the scheming stuff. And God, he came to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why in these scriptures you see a man wrestling with Jacob, because he's a good man, but with all of that he had in him, God wanted to take it away. So, of course, God started out wrestling him, but it ended up, it didn't turn out the way God thought it would turn out. So, you know, he's God. He could have been stopped at it.
Right.
He didn't have to go so long, but God wanted something from him. Then it switched around. Jacob ended up wanting something from God.
Right.
What I got out of it.
24, 25. Anyone else have a comment? You have to notice how God dealt with him. He touches the hollow of Jacob's thigh. Just a touch of the finger of God.
Mm-hmm.
And this man became helpless.
Mm-hmm.
He could have pinned down his shoulders. He could have did a whole lot of things. But Jacob was holding on to him. He was holding on to God. And he was suddenly saying, let me go. And Jacob saying, no, I want you to bless me. He was clinging on to God for everything. The struggling and striving are over. And from here on, Jacob is going to manifest your nature, dependence upon God. That's all he needs. God wants us to do anyway, is to depend on him. Have faith in God. Depend on what God say. You can't look at what man say. I don't care how it looks. I don't care. You depend on God, because God promised us that he would do this, 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 and this. And we need to stand on the promises of God. We need to do that. Stand on the promise. Just like Jacob was saying, I ain't letting you go till you bless me. You said you would. You said to Abraham and Isaac that you was going to multiply and bless them and all that. Bless me, Lord. But he was already blessed. Already blessed. Okay. We in chapter. Any more questions in there? We don't have that many.
I have a question. So was God disciplining Jacob?
What he was doing was showing, was teaching him. You know, he wasn't really disciplining him, but sometimes when we what kind of hard-headed and disobedient God have to deal with us. Sometimes, even when he want to talk to us, we so busy and doing this and doing that, he'll lay us down on our back so he can talk to us. Jacob was a great man of God, and he know that's the lineage that Christ is coming from. So he was trying to deal with Jacob to get all of this trickster and all this stuff out of him. He put in that spiritual nature when he called them Israel. He put that spiritual nature in Jacob. He wasn't just disciplining him. He was dealing with him spiritually like he does all of us. You know, all of us have come from drinking milk to eating steak, eating meat. So, you know, some of us still on a little milk, but some of us coming on up to some cream of wheat and some oatmeal. And after a while, you're going to have some potatoes and steak and potatoes, you know. So that's when we own up there and we can understand some of the things of God and why he's doing some of the things. Mm-mm, he wasn't really disciplining him. It's just like us. When we kind of disobedient or we going our own way. I'm not going to say disobedient, but we just doing what we feel like God. We just do what we feel like we want to do. Mm-hmm.
And I just want to chime in. So basically, it's just like, and I mean, I'm a witness to it because I've lived it. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes mm-hmm. you want to move the way you want to move and have faith in God when you want to have faith in him and deal with him when you want to deal with him. And God sees mm-hmm. the severity of your heart. He sees how
right.
your heart is set up because of who he is, but he have
That's
given
right.
you through your family, through your lineage, you get what I'm saying, abundance of women that surround you that's so
mm-hmm.
spiritual and some things, baby. And the thing about it, if you don't take hold, then he'll lay you down
right.
for 3.5 years, give you halfway house
right.
time. You get what I'm saying? He right. will, he
mm-hmm.
will, and the thing about it, you can't look at punishment. I look at it as if somebody has saved my life. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
And it ended up being God. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
And the thing about
mm-hmm.
it, a lot of people have been told on, ratted out, and all of this, and they look at that person that did it, but it was really God that did it. You get what I'm saying? Because
of
the type of person you are, he will make things come about. He will make you.
Right.
I couldn't do nothing, but I didn't know I had so much strength in me. I didn't know I had so much faith in me until I had.
Right. Right.
You get what I'm saying? You don't know until
mm-hmm.
he lay you down, sit you down,
mm-hmm.
shut you up,
mm-hmm.
calm you down,
mm-hmm.
take things
That's right.
from you that don't matter. You get what I'm saying? And
right.
it's not
right.
so like it's a punishment, but it's getting you on track. It's your resource. Because I want you
yeah.
to walk out a different person. I don't want your name
yeah.
to be M-E-M-E no more. I want your name to be
right.
M-I-M-M-Y. I don't want your name to
right.
be Jacob no more. I want your name to be
right.
Isaac.
Israel. Mm-hmm.
Israel.
Israel. Israel. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he had another name.
Mm-hmm.
You said it earlier.
Israel.
But
mm-hmm.
but you get what I'm saying? So it's not so that when God do things, I mean, you can have some stuff on your heart, and God will take your keys from you, make you lose your keys and out. Oh, my
That's
God.
Right.
He, you tie me on a flat, but it's just him. It could be a crash on the highway, up Highway 55.
Yeah.
You about to get on the highway. God will, he will,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just who he is. He know what he, but we don't look at those little things. We don't count them. Because if I see my tie on the flat, it ain't for me. I'm going to have to call y'all make another appointment. Why? Because I know what type of God I got. Let me, if things
right.
roll right, then I go. But if they don't roll right, it ain't of God to me. I go in there and get to praying. Father, help me.
Right.
Show me, because
yeah.
I don't know. But if I need to go, I will. Make a way.
Yeah.
Somebody will come up in the car and take me.
Yeah. Yeah, but That was a good question and a good what you were saying. That was good. That was good. So we're going to go on 33. Why did Jacob put Rachel in Joseph's land? And that's because he put them last because he loved Rachel and Joseph the most.
He had favor for Rachel and her son.
Mm-hmm. And he wanted to protect them the most. Yep, he put them last. And he always loved, that's why, and then on down the line, you know, Rachel have another son. Why, when Esau saw Jacob, what was his reaction to Jacob?
Scary to me. But, it was a little scary. It was a little scary to me, but, I mean, that's just my opinion. But Esau, he ran to meet him, and he really embraced his brother. And he, you know, and fell. They fell. And on his
well,
neck,
cried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's just like, oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. But, I mean, I don't know how he was reacting. That was, should have been a question after he did all that. What was Jacob doing? Just standing in one spot letting him kiss him? Or was he in the same mindset to kiss him back? You get what I'm saying? Like, I want to know that. That's like my question. Do, you know, he feel the same at that moment that Esau felt?
Well, the thing is, Jacob was the one that did wrong. And he was afraid to come where Esau was. Plus, they had told him Esau had 400 men, but they twins, they brothers. That love ain't gonna go nowhere because they twins, and they right. and they brothers. And so they you know they felt that kind of way back then. But 20 years had passed, and they was missing each other. So when they saw each other, Jacob had been bowed 7 times before he got to Esau. And Esau was running, trying to get, because he was the oldest. And he was running, trying to get to his little brother, Jacob. He was trying to get there. And when he did get there, he fell around his neck and he just wept. Both of them did, because they love each other. I don't care what go on here or there and how I may. You love your sibling because your mother raised you. With your siblings,
that's
you know,
right.
and
that's
you love your siblings. I don't care what happened, what they did, all this kind of stuff. You love your siblings. So, and they were twins. They wasn't identical twins, but they were twins. And Esau was the oldest, so he was trying to run to get to Jacob. Mm-hmm. He loved him. Mm-hmm. So, why did Jacob not go with Esau to stare at the same place?
Because Jacob was glad to be, you know, Jacob, well, he was so glad to be reconciled with his brother, but he
mm-hmm.
Didn't want to be too close to him because he was still afraid of Esau. So he just was like, you know, give me 6 feet. Give me 50
mm-hmm.
feet or however army do. You take them 400 men and y'all
mm-hmm.
go on. Up there. I mean, he was still, you know, again, that's like what God was not trying to have him to be.
Well, he was then too, you're right. And then too, he had them little kids, he had children, he had little old lambs, iwi lambs, and they were tired. The flock was tired and his people was tired. So Esau had 400 men and they was gonna be like war men, you know, they going to be going. And Jacob wanted to take his time because he had his family with him. He had his family with him. So he wasn't trying to go fast. He was just trying to take his stand to make it. Yep. So where did Jacob finally pitch his tent? What city?
Padanaram?
No, it's the city of Did you cuss property?
No.
She said Padanaram. No, I'm just playing. It was the city of Shechem. Ray said no. From whom did Jacob buy land from?
Wait, I got a question. So is Shechem a person and a city?
Shechem's, so you know they was naming cities after fathers, after families and stuff.
Okay.
Ain't that crazy?
Okay.
I'm gonna say it's crazy.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say it's crazy, Lord. I ain't gonna say that. But yeah. Shechem is a city, and it might have, you know, it was named after, or yeah, probably the person who found it, or you know, when they go in the land, they put a rock or whatever, their altar there, and they'll name it something. Sometimes they'll name it after themselves, or they'll name it something, you know. So that's where that come from. Yeah.
So Shechem is the Promised Land?
Mm-mm. No, she could not. I don't think so.
Okay. That's what I'm reading, but I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's, that's why I'm asking the question too, because it just said it's good that Jacob came to the Promised Land where he settled there.
Well, it might be a land where God promised them, but Canaan always was the promised land. The land is flowing with milk and honey. So, I mean, I have to check up on that.
Is
more.
Is that Bethel? Because it said God.
Oh, Bethel said Jacob is sometimes criticized
because
he stopped here at Sarkar and at Shechem and did not proceed on to Bethel. Actually, we ought to not expect too much of Jacob at this time. He's been cripple, and he is just learning to walk, you know, and it's not just with his regular leg, but it's with his spiritual leg, because all of this changed him. All of it changed him. And he erected there an altar and called it El Elyon, Israel. Jacob builds an altar there. Just as his grandfather Abraham was accustomed to building altars wherever he went. The fine feature is that Jacob identifies his new name with the name of God, El Elyon, because of El Elyon Israel. So that's God. El Elyon in Israel is Jacob's name, which means God, the God of Israel. And this indicate real growth in a man who is just learning to walk using his spiritual needs. You know what I'm saying? So he did pretty good. So the children of, from whom did Jacob buy the land? He bought this land from
Shechem's father? I don't know.
He bought it from, what's that? The children of Hamor, Shechem's father. Shechem's father. I don't really even get that, but okay.
That's why I said I don't. I think it's just Shechem's father. It's just telling you where you know what I'm saying, from the children of Harbor.
Children,
uh-huh.
Chicken's father.
100 pieces of money.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If he bought that land, and to put an altar on it, but I thought he erected a tent there. I know he put the altar on there, and that's good. Mm-hmm, that's good. But this is really changing him now. He finna go in a whole nother way. He finna really settle down, and he really, really finna be Israel. He really finna be the man of God. God is calling for him to be. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, ma'am. So this was good. What really excited me more was in 32 when Jacob meet Esau, because a lot of times we think our family be mad at us. Like, I always would think Rose was upset with me. She was thinking I was upset with her. But when we see each other, we love each other, and that's what God intended for us. You know, even though a lot of times she don't be correct and I don't be correct, but sometimes you have to take down, even when you write, sometimes you have to take down and say, oh, you know, just forget that. Because I told my sister, I said, I don't care what happens. If we mad at each other, we still sisters. And that's the way God wants us
that's
to
do right.
it. Ain't no other way.
That's we right.
still sisters. That's how it's got to be. God's going to look at us and he's going to judge us for not being what we supposed to be. And it's got to be important because he's talking about Esau and Jacob. And like that, he's talking about the siblings and stuff. And so it's got to be important. Even though they get on your nerves and all this kind of stuff, you still have to love and help and protect your sisters and brothers. I pray for them. I do what I can for them. I can't do a whole lot with money, but I pray for them. You know, I try to encourage them when I can. I try to call them to see about them. You have to do things like that, especially when you grew up with your family, you know, especially when you grew up with them like that. And it has to be important because he talks about how they met each other and they wept and cried and stuff like that. I understand. You ain't seen me in 20 years? Oh, my goodness. That's a long time. I'll be missing my sisters and brothers for 2 months, 3 months, less long, about 20 years. Mm-hmm. So that was good. I got a lot out of it. I studied 32, but not as much 33. I studied some. I read some a little bit. But I really enjoyed both chapters. So y'all know on Tuesday it'll be 34 and 35. We getting on to it because we just got to get to 50 and we'll be in Exodus. Mm-hmm. That's a good book too. Mm-hmm. You'll learn a whole lot in Exodus. So, yeah, I'm not going to hold you. We're going to get ready to close out. You know, tomorrow is Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. We'll be right back here at the same time for whoever wants prayer and stuff like that. Amen. So, anybody else have anything before we close out? Amen. So, Father, we just thank you for this Bible study. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us. We thank you on tonight, Lord, for every word, every letter of your word, God. We thank you on tonight. I ask you to cover every one of us in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about us to protect us, Lord. Protect our families, Lord. Protect the ministries and the life support church and the prayer room ministry and the end time men and women of war ministries, Lord. Please protect them and cover them in the blood of Jesus. Now, we just thank you and praise you for ministering to us. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. Have a good night. God bless. Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Good night.